Hey,
welcome to
Urban Planning is Not Boring. I'm Sam.
And I'm Nat.
Hey, Sam.
Hello.
Guys, we're back.
We are back.
Okay, brace yourselves because we're actually getting right into a full episode where we're going to talk to you about all the details of CEQA. Sam, go.
CEQA is the California Environmental Quality Act, and I do a lot of CEQA work at work. Just kidding. We're not going to do that.
No episode today, just kind of catching up.
Episode, but we're not talking about anything of substance besides our lives. So exactly. Buckle in.
Yeah.
Okay, so we took a little bit longer of a break than we thought we were going to originally, but we are back. And we are so excited, and we just want to thank everyone who continued to reach out to us when we were not recording and say that they found the podcast or they were listening to it. You guys are so cool for that, and it's really crazy still to think people actually listen to us. But Natalie, what have you been up to, girl? What is new?
Gosh, so very little is new in my world. It's so funny because Sam's going to go into this on her own, but Sam has had like so many kind of new transition points or like new things that have happened. And I have had very little change, like in my like work life. There have been some changes in my personal life. But yeah, just like kind of work wise, I'm doing great. I'm still at the same company. We have a lot of really great projects that I'm currently working on right now. It's, you know, things have been very busy, which I absolutely love, just kind of the fast-paced environment of the field that I'm in and the job that I'm in and all the different like wonderful people that you get to meet and interact with has been really great. So yeah, I'm just kind of hustling, working, and then learning as much as I can through the process. I still have like the worst commute ever. It's actually gotten worse. I think my drive is about 6 hours, like round trip typically, just because.
Which is so crazy. We don't talk about that enough. How
I know
that is.
I know it's absolutely crazy, but you know, obviously like I have a hybrid, work schedule. So I'm in the office 2 days a week. So I'm commuting about 12 hours a week, which is still insane. But it's been, you know, it's been a journey. I get to listen to really cool podcasts like ours. Sometimes I listen to our podcast on my way to work. I really do. And then sometimes I also like to listen to our podcast just in case I said something incorrectly. Mm-hmm. I always feel like listening back to it, I can be like, oh, actually, I don't think that was right. And so, yeah. But I mean, I haven't like heard any major mistakes yet from what I've been listening to. But guys, if we ever say something wrong, please let us know.
Please,
we're also, you know, human.
You're not perfect.
No. I mean, I think so. Yeah. You and I both say it quite often how perfect we are, but in reality, we do know that
girls make sometimes.
Yes. But so that's kind of not necessarily anything new, but just kind of fun and exciting times at work. You know, development, especially affordable housing development, is like really on the rise. The market rate development is actually not doing well at all. Affordable housing is good. That's all I can say. It's a very, very good time for affordable housing developers. Very exciting times. So yeah, that's kind of my like only update, I guess. I'm trying to think of like anything else. I was just telling Sam, I'm gonna start doing Pilates. So that's a new and exciting update. I did also stick with running. I haven't been doing great at it, but I'm running, which is definitely something new for me personally. So those are kind of, my life is just very, you know, very chill at the moment, which is why I'm particularly excited to start the podcast again. I feel like, you know, Sam and I have always talked about how in urban planning, there are so many different topics. There's so many new things happening. There's so many changes to the industry because obviously human behavior, human desires change. And that kind of drives like the way in which, you know, areas are being planned and developed. And so there's constantly new topics for Sam and I to be talking about, which is why I just get really excited about this podcast, especially being a certified yapper. So yeah, I'm just very, very much looking forward to what we have planned for you guys in terms of like episodes and what's new coming down the pipeline. But I mainly want to allow this podcast episode to focus on Sam's new and exciting updates because she just moved and I want to hear all about it.
I did. In the time that we were not recording, I did move. I moved to San Francisco. And it's been very, very exciting and very fun. I was living at home with my parents for a year while I was like adjusting to like post-grad life, new job. And I really think that it was a good decision for me to do that. Like I got to really settle in to like being a full-time employee, which is like really hard sometimes, especially because I went straight from undergrad to grad school. So I never really had like long periods of full-time work.
Yeah.
And like just having my parents around and like having very like settled, stable lifestyle. And then in May of this year, I moved into the city, which has been an adjustment for sure, but like a really good one. I definitely was feeling myself like revert back to high school me where I was like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean, which is bad. Very bad.
So crazy. Sorry to cut you off, but no. You just said that. And it's like, it is insane how different of a person you can become when you live at home versus when you live by yourself, because literally you are responsible for like taking care of everything. Like there's nobody, and not necessarily to say that like you rely on your parents for everything, but you almost feel comfortable knowing that like, oh, there is someone else here, like just in case, you know, versus like when you're living on your own, it's like, you got to fend for yourself.
And yeah. Like go to the grocery store.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, you open the fridge. You're like, oh my God, where'd the food go? And then you forget that like your parents are not going to Costco for you anymore.
Yeah. And like I was, you know, very privileged growing up. So I didn't really have to worry about that stuff. And now I'm like, yeah, no, I have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Paying rent sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went from paying no dollars in rent to a lot of dollars in rent.
Yes.
It's tough. Luckily making it work.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
How has that been? Like, so I don't remember if we ever brought this up on the podcast. Well, no. So we did bring up on the podcast that like I moved into your old apartment in Los Angeles. And then I ended up having to move back home like 4 months later because my mom was having some, you know, health stuff going on. So I moved back to stay with my parents. And I remember the rent. Like they would not let me cancel my lease.
Yeah.
So I was still paying rent, but I just wasn't living in the apartment. And even that, like, I think honestly that felt worse because at least you're using the apartment.
That's worse. That's for sure worse.
But I'm just curious, like, how has it been to like kind of readjust financially, like now living on your own and working, like you're working full time. So obviously like you're making a little bit more money than you did when you, for instance, like were in school and working part-time or, you know, however that was going, but like, how has that been like that balance of just kind of like, you're living on your own. You're now financially responsible for, you know, everything you said, like you did say that it's going well. And then Sam, gonna brag for her, is really a smart financial girly, saving her 401k up. So good job, claps for you.
That's
a big win.
That is a big win. Mm-hmm. I would say the biggest adjustment is I'm just not really saving. Like,
yeah,
I saved a decent amount of money for my like short term, like money I can access whenever I need it. Besides like 401k, it's there till I retire.
Yes.
Short term, I like opened a high yield savings account when I moved home and I started putting like a decent amount of money in there every 2 weeks because I wasn't spending a lot of money and I like wasn't going out as much because I was in the suburbs and I like didn't want to make it all the way up to the city, whatever. And now the biggest change really is like I'm just not saving. Like I'm still putting money into my 401k and like I put money into my savings when I can, but I'm also trying not to, like, I'm very hard on myself about a lot of things. And I feel like I went into it being like, I need to save. And I'm like, you know what? I'm young. I'm living in the city for the first time. Like, I want to have fun. I want to be able to do things. So I'm not putting a lot of pressure on myself because I did stay at home for a year. And I haven't really had to dip into that savings, which is really cool. And I did not expect that either.
Yeah.
So it's been like the adjustment mostly has just been like, I'm not saving.
Yeah.
And like, I have to be a lot more mindful about like, okay, once the second paycheck of the month hits, like I need to, I am the type of person who like, I got paid yesterday, which was like August 22nd. Like I paid my rent. Cause I know that if I don't do it immediately, like it will just not, I think I need that. Like I need to just, once it hits my account, it goes to my landlord and like I pay the rent because I need that to happen. Even though it's not like September 1 or whatever. Yeah. So I've been trying to be like really strict about like, I'm paying my rent, I'm paying off my credit card, whatever. And then, and then whatever I have left over is whatever I can play around with.
Yeah. So smart. Okay. So actually, guys, this is going to be transition. Surprise. We're now a financial podcast.
We're actually girls.
Yeah. We are financial girlies.
Looking
for a girl in finance. Just fun.
Okay. Anyway, enough about that. I moved, which has been really fun. If you have not been to San Francisco, I would recommend. It's beautiful. People love to hate on it, but it is like such a lovely city. I got promoted.
Yay!
I got promoted to Planner 2. So.
Oh yeah. Planner 2.
A little jump.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really exciting. And that means basically that I will at some point in the next year start managing projects, which is scary. And I'm really nervous for it because that requires a whole other level of like, you're organized around like budget and schedule and talking to the clients and technical approaches and like all the things that go into projects. But I'm also excited that I'm trying to ease into it. And I've been pretty transparent about what I'm nervous about and what I think I could do at this moment versus what I think it would be helpful if I was like shadowing somebody or mentoring a project manager who has more experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, is really important when you do make a little bit of a jump. It's like, be honest with your boss about how you're feeling about it because they will hopefully be supportive and tell you the steps that you should be taking.
Yes. I actually am just going to tell my one funny story about the first time that I ever had to be like very responsible or like kind of take lead on something at my current job. I remember we were doing something called a closing call, which is when you are converting to permanent financing on one of your projects. You have a call where all of your lenders, every single one that you have on a project, gets on this call and you guys talk about like their due diligence list or there are loan documents that need execution or, you know, whatever the case is, like you just kind of go through the list. And on this particular project, we had like six lenders, which is it's a pretty big amount. And they were, you know, from the county, from the city, then personal, like private banks, private institutions, et cetera. And so we're on this call and this was like I had been at Meta for like 6 months and my vice president on the project had let me know. He was like, hey, I'm going to be taking the call on the road. And, sometimes I hit like patchy, like areas where the service cuts out. He was like, so, you know, you might just have to like answer some questions. He was like, but it's very unlikely that like they're going to be asking anything, so don't worry. And like at this point I was well versed in the particulars of the project, but like I am not, and like I know very little about loan documents and like very specific kinds of like documentation that we talk about during these calls. And so we were having a call and all of a sudden my VP drops the call. And our counsel had not been on the call that day. I believe they weren't available at that time. And so counsel wasn't on the call. So it's literally just me. And I'm sitting on the call with all these lenders. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with like 50 separate questions that I had no understanding of like what the answer was. And Sam, when I tell you, I wanted to start crying. I was like, no, I don't. And I was sitting there and I was trying my best to like field the questions. And then I let everyone know, I was like, I believe that like our VP has like dropped the call. So let's just give him a minute to like arrive back. And we were sitting there and I was freaking out. I started crying because I was panicking so much. Like I was so overwhelmed because like I had just been put on the spot and I was just like, I don't know what to do. And it was like nobody's fault. It was just this like crazy situation, like circumstance. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, my VP had called me and he was like, you actually did a really good job. He was like, I was on the call for like a few minutes before like you had asked me to step in when you saw me come back. He was like, you were fine. Meanwhile, I was like freaking out. Yeah. And so all of that to say, responsibility or like newer responsibilities seem very scary at first. But I remember like going from that one call where I wanted to like rip my hair out and I did start crying, like tearing up a little bit because I was so nervous, to like, I started running those calls by myself, like towards the end of that project's closing. So I would just say that like, I'm really excited for you when you begin taking on those newer responsibilities, because I also just know that you're going to do so well because you do such a good job managing me. You really do. I'll just say
such a tough client to work with.
Yeah, I really am kind of the hardest one. If I'm being honest, I feel like I have primed you to succeed. So Sam is literally like texting me, just like trying to organize stuff. And I'm like, I can't. And we're always, yeah. So I will just say that like you are the rock of this podcast. And I just want to give you a special shout out as being just the best.
You're very sweet.
So with your, like, is that kind of everything updated with like work, or is there anything in particular that's like been new at your job or like new, like kind of projects that you've been taking on or anything? I know there's like certain things you can't talk about, but.
I feel like I have just been like expanding what I've been working on a lot. I started off and I was doing like transportation impact assessments for like land use projects. So like when there's a new housing development, they need all this like transportation, basically saying like they're not going to have a negative impact or like a like the words are escaping me right now, but
plan or like environmental impact reports.
Yeah, it's like it's like below an environmental impact report. It like feeds into one.
Okay.
If they need an EIR, if not, then it's just like a really small touch.
Okay.
That basically says, this is the amount of traffic that you're going to be adding. Is it going to have like a more than significant impact?
Okay. Yeah. We do like at Meta, when we have a project, if like often affordable housing, is not subject to environmental impact reports because of like the kind of regulations here in the state. But there are certain circumstances in which, like, for instance, there's like a NEPA process that mm-hmm. you have to go through, and that's regulated by HUD. And there's like this one report where it's like a traffic and GHG emission report, which is like below, it's not an entire environmental impact report, but it does like assess, like, you have to do a noise study, you have to do a traffic study, like a traffic impact report, and then also like a GHG emissions report from like what the construction will emit into the air. So it's thing like that, like just lower level, not as intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been like stepping more, I'm doing more like transit work. Mm-hmm. It's like working with SFMTA. And I've been doing some work outside of the region, like outside of the Bay Area, which is kind of exciting. I'm like tapped back into an LA project that I started when I was an intern that I've been able to like get back into. I'm working on a project out of our Denver office.
Ooh, fun.
Like a transit and multimodal study, helping with a quality of life study in Marin and Sonoma counties, which is very interesting. And I'm excited. It like kind of just kicked off. So I feel like I've been just trying to like expand my horizons a little bit and do a lot of different type of projects, which I feel like has been really helpful when I think about like long-term, what do I see myself doing and like what areas do I want to start? Like, not that I have to like niche down yet, but just like thinking about like what kind of projects do I want to be doing moving forward? Yeah. And like, where should I be investing my time? Yeah, that's kind of the biggest update.
That's exciting. That is really exciting.
Yeah, I have not been doing Pilates or running, but I need to get back into it. I need to, well, not, I never done Pilates, but I need to get back into working out.
And that's, you know what? We all have like the kind of like highs and lows just with yeah. schedule and, you know, kind of all of that. So yeah, once you're able to find like a good routine, I think you'll be great.
I did go to a 6:30 a.m. yoga class the other day.
Okay.
Just wild because I'm not a morning person at all. Like if I could stay in my bed till 11 every day, like I think I maybe would, but I did make it out and it was really great. And I was like, I don't know how often I'll be able to do this because I did like want to die when I woke up.
Yeah.
But after you're done, you're like, wow, it's only 7:30 and I already like worked out.
Okay. This is like why I'm the biggest advocate for waking up super early in the morning. I know Sam right now is rolling her eyes and she's very upset by my statement, but I really love it. Cause I feel like you basically get, have you ever seen, I don't know if people have ever seen this. Like it's a little clip of this guy who's in a podcast and it's one of those, like, you know, I don't even know what kind of podcast, but he's like, I start my day at 4 a.m. And he's like, and then, yeah. And then he's like, and I have a day every 4 hours.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
so after this hour, yeah. And then he's like,
I bend time.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I manipulate time. And, but I know that I sound like that right now, but I really will say it's like, you get a whole day before your day. You know? I mean, it really does.
5 to 9 before my 9 to 5.
Okay, honestly, I'm going to become a TikTok influencer and I'm going to do those. I'm going to be like, this is my 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5.
Do it.
Yeah, guys, just follow me on TikTok. just kidding. Anyways, so yeah, that's I'm a huge advocate for like morning workouts and I really honestly should do yoga. I wish like I'm going to come visit you up in the Bay Area. We can do a yoga class together.
Yeah.
It'll be super exciting. Okay. Well, Sam and I have kind of gone over like all the major updates, just very happy for Sam. Very proud of you. And I think kind of the last thing, you know, this episode is really meant to be very laid back. We aren't going to go into, you know, any kind of topic for today other than just kind of catching up. But we did want to announce that we have had the amazing opportunity of participating in this year's APA conference. And so Sam and I, the California conference. And so Sam and I are going to be in Riverside County for this conference in September, and we would really love to give you guys more information. So we are going to be doing an episode that's going to be going over kind of all of the details of the conference itself. We're going to have some folks from APA who can bring more information to kind of what the events are going to be at the conference, how we're going to be participating in the conference at the Young and Emerging Planners session, as well as just some other like information for you guys if you are interested. So look forward to that episode because there's just going to be a lot of fun information. And I think that APA really is like a great opportunity if you are trying to network and meet people in the field and come across companies that maybe you haven't been familiar with before, like in the planning sector. That you can come and kind of see like what career opportunities are out there. And then especially like Sam and I, who are participating in the Young and Emerging Planner session, this is really great for like young folks who are very new and fresh in their career, or who are maybe still in school and trying to figure out like what kind of path they want to take moving forward. I think that'll be like a really great session or day for folks. So yeah, Sam, I don't know if you wanted to add anything else in regards to that.
The only thing is one Saturday is student day. Students can go for free. That is the day primarily that we will be there. I will be attending the conference. And so say hi, but yeah, Saturday we have a confirmed session. which yes. we will post about on our social media because I don't remember off the top of my head what time it is, but it is on Saturday.
Yes.
So if you are a student or a young planner and you are wanting to go on Saturday, you should, and then you should come see our session. And then we are going to have some other exciting announcements come in down the pipeline, hopefully in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned, but we're really excited to have this opportunity to just, you know, go to a conference. I've been to like one before and I was really scared the whole time. So it'll be really exciting to hopefully not be as scared this time and just to chit chat and meet people. And yeah, I'm excited.
Me too. Very excited. So yeah, stay tuned for that episode, you guys. And with that being said, I think we are going to be done for today.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. We missed you guys. We're happy to be back and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you enjoyed this episode of Urban Planning is Not Boring. If you did, please remember to send us to your friends and follow us wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember, guys, urban planning is not boring.
No, it is not.